Tom, how are you always so lucky to get music?
I have to have music. It just goes hand in hand.
Exactly. You say Tom Shoup and you just start singing.
It's a lyrical name.
That's right. The big changes going on with reorganization and joining us. The voice you hear is Tom Shoup. He is the editor-in-chief of Government Executive. Tom, I know a lot of people, when the president mentioned this at the State of the Union address, a lot of people, frankly, quietly scoffed, because we've heard this before, where we need to reorganize and make government more streamlined, more efficient, and he used the famous salmon, now infamous, case of the salmon. They're trying certain areas so far. What's your take?
Well, I think you're right that this is an area that it seems like most administrations want to go down. They just can't resist the temptation to say, hey, things are just organized poorly in government and we're going to be the ones to fix this whole problem. And history shows that there's not a lot of reward for doing that, that it is very difficult. It's very challenging to get it past members of Congress. And the real killer is, really, these things tend to cost money, not save money.
And so they're talking about, and we've seen DOD, in fact, one person joked with me soon after the State of the Union address, DOD almost 50 years, 60 years after their reorganization, they've just about got it right.
Yes.
And of course DHS, where I think, it was certainly a clunky process. They're talking about doing, focusing on trade, right?
That's right. I think that's what's sort of interesting about the Obama administration's approach, and it'll be interesting to see where it goes, because they say the rhetoric coming out of the administration from the president and the State of the Union and last week in a memo to agencies is government as a whole is not organized for the 21st century and we're going to take the whole thing apart and reorganize it. And then quickly after that they say, well, the first thing we're going to do is focus on trade and competitiveness, and we're going to look at the Commerce Department and trade-related agencies, and that's what we're going to look at first. And I think it begs the question of whether there's going to be a part two of this, because part one may prove to be so difficult that they just sort of let this slide after that.
It also, at least it struck me as I was reading through the memo last week and other things, it seems that you have to expend a lot of political capital on this, and then you get the sort of bureaucracy, for lack of a better term, sort of sticking in their heels. And do you get the oomph with the voters my sense is voters, by and large, don't really care about this stuff.
Right. You typically don't end up getting a lot of political credit for it. There's a lot of political risk associated with it. Does anyone think the creation of the Department of Homeland Security was a great thing? I mean, at best, it's sort of workable. You could make that case. But it is a very tough thing to take on, because there are defenders of every one of these agencies and the current structure. There are defenders in the public, there are defenders in interest groups, there's defenders on Capitol Hill, and there's defenders in the agencies themselves. And you have to take all of them on simultaneously, which just becomes a really difficult challenge.
And then there's part of this argument is all well and good for the administration to talk about reorganization, but if things don't happen on the other end of Pennsylvania Avenue on Capitol Hill, it's the tree falling in the forest. It doesn't matter.
Yeah, that's right. And it is historically very difficult to get Congress involved, and really the more successful reorganizations have actually originated in Congress. And the thing there is, like you mentioned, Defense Department, the Goldwater-Nichols Act of 1986 is widely viewed as a pretty successful reorganization, but it took a long time. It took years to make it through Capitol Hill and then years after that to implement, and there wasn't really anything political gained from it. It really was just a genuine effort to make things work better.
There was this session at the National Academy of Public Administration last week where Dwight Ink, who was a number of senior posts, helped create the National Academy of Public Administration, was talking, and he basically said, this is just something that folks do because they think it's going to save money, and if that's your goal, I don't want to put words in his mouth, but a little foolhardy.
Yeah, I think the consensus there was there is just absolutely not money to be saved in reorganization. And that, in fact, in the short term, there's costs associated with it. It's not an insignificant thing to do to restructure agencies and move them all over the place. It wreaks a lot of havoc with agencies, and it costs money.
You know, it's and it's difficult to do. It's just a whole bunch of levels to it.
Yeah.
So what's your sense as to, I mean, if there's all these things going against the administration, why do it?
I think a couple of things. One, I think it's sort of irresistible as a political soundbite. Two, I think there are things that can be gained. I think that it's not unlikely they'll come up with a new proposal for trade and competitiveness agencies. I envision them somehow calling this the Win the Future Department.
Right.
But I could see them putting together a package that would actually make it through Congress and that would make this more rational and would send a message to the business community, we care about serving you better in the 21st century.
And there's been a lot of focus, and you've seen some state and local governments really work on that and be very focused on, hold on, let's streamline these processes. So it's interesting to see if this will be able to take hold in the federal space.
Yeah.
Tom Shoup, he's the editor-in-chief of Government Executive Magazine. You can find a link to Tom's always readable, the Fed blog. You can find that plus his conversation. And we have it all on our website, DoraBeckInsider.com. Tom's out music. You're the only one who has music. I don't know how you're so lucky.
I feel...